B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kucherov, center point, Chernak.
No giveaway.
Back for Kucherov, right circle. Trying to center it, Savard to block. Trying to clear for Anderson. Anderson out to center ice, looking toward the open net. He's after that rebound, and he keeps it alive for Stamkos.
Oh,
lost it, Panarin, and he scores.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Kucherov holds.
No.
Over the stick of point.
Here we go.
And it rolls out to center ice. Texier is going to have an empty net goal here. Yep. Puck is still loose behind the Columbus goal. It's grabbed by Duchesne. Lifts it toward the open net. And that goes in. Everything coming up roses for Columbus. That'll make it 7-3.
Wow, that thing really isn't going so well there in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Gets swept.
Espo!
In historic fashion. Espo's all kinds of bent out of shape.
I never say anything like that.
Are the Bruins in a position where they can even think about what happened in that series?
Yes.
I don't think they are. You're not there yet. You're down a game.
No. I think not that you're going to look at that and say that's going to help us, but from a veteran standpoint, the guys you talk about, whether it's, you know, Marchand, Chara, Bergeron, somebody crazy, let's go. Or even Tuukka saying, walking around grabbing guys and saying, hey guys, it's there for us if we want it. Let's not go and freaking do what we did in game three. Game one's game one. That's so far behind you. Let's come out. Let's whack them at game two. Same way we did it in game two. Let's fly around. Let's be more controlled. And if you got the shot, take the damn shot. Stop being too cute. You look at most of these goals, they're not cute. Right? They're there. They're snipes. They're shots. They're taking them. Power play goals. Instead of waiting, holding. Oh, I had it, but I'm waiting to set you up. No, I'll give it back to you. That's not you.
Yeah, I don't think Anderson has been really pressured. I don't think he's...
Yeah, pepper
him. I think he's good, but I don't think he's really felt any real pressure in this series. They have not put that on him, and that's on the Bruins.
And that delay, that little freeze, whether it's from the side, the corner, the top, that allows that defense to get back in there, too. So that spacing's there, and he's been able to see things well. Tuukka feels like he's diving everywhere, trying to save everybody's ass. I don't feel that from them. Tonight's a big one, man. Tonight is the series. Tonight's the series. You get down 3-1, I think they're done. I don't think they come back.
Which is why, if you're looking at that series and you're getting excited about it, team that could possibly provide motivation to is, if you had to pick one of the teams, who could be more motivated by that? The Maple Leafs, because they've got the lead and they're still at home.
And they've got to be saying, hey, if it's not our time now, when is it? You know? When is it? We made the big moves in free agency. We went and got him. We brought the kid home. Let's go. Look at Squid Square. It's packed outside. All the men are in scarves. They're excited. You know? They're drinking Zima. Let's go. It's our time. What you got? She's a man eater. You know?
It's a good question, though, as to, you know, are the Bruins thinking about this? Are the Maple Leafs thinking about it?
It should motivate the Maple Leafs, too.
I mean, I think if it provides a boost to anybody right now, it should not be the Bruins. I don't think they've got the ability to think ahead right now, being down 2-1. Here is what Zdeno Chara said when he was asked about it this morning.
Did you have the chance to watch Columbus?
No. What do you make of Tampa going out in four straight, though, after 62 wins?
I'm not watching. Obviously, I know the results, but I'm not watching the games.
Yeah, I believe he's not watching the games, but you're keeping an eye on the results. So if you think you're totally oblivious and you got Horst Blonders on as a player,
I love Chara,
and you're not aware of that,
you're full of
Demaryius Thomas. Puppy
just his
poop.
Tone. He always sounds pissed, which I love about him.
I don't watch games.
I love that.
I don't have TV. I save all the money. I send it back to motherland.
Obviously, I know the results, but I'm not...
My Russian father.
I haven't been watching.
I'm not watching, obviously, I know the results, but I'm not watching the games.
I'm not watching.
I watch Bear, a nuclear reactor.
What?
Yeah. Chernobyl Diaries. I watch a movie every night. They have it on Netflix. I watch that. Then I watch me ride that little kid plane up at Kenobi Lake Park. I went there after we win championship. I want to do that again. I want to go over the border and buy fireworks. I don't believe them. They know exactly. They knew they were chasing all year. They know Tampa's record. They know they struggled against. You talked about playoff matchups going in. Do you feel good against Washington? Do you feel good against them? Do you feel good against Tampa? You feel good against elite scores? The answers are no, 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 and no.
Pastrnak being asked the same question.
What did
so
he say?
This question is making the rounds of the Bruins locker room today.
Oh. What did you make of Tampa going out in four straight after winning 62 games, rolling through the regular season, and then they're going home?
Yeah, I mean, it's playoff hockey, right? Anything can happen. Don't really was thinking about it, so I wouldn't like to make any comments.
What did he do last week, Jim? What was that he said last week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
They're not taking the bait on that. They can't. They can't spend any time thinking about that right now. Ken is in Lowell on this Bruins series. Hi, Ken.
Yeah, what's up, Joe? What's up, Beto? What's up, Hattie?
Hey,
what's up, Ken?
Hi, Ken.
Yeah, you guys touched on this before. This is a very pivotal game because either we're down 3-0, we lose, or we tie it up and we get the home ice advantage back. This is really big tonight. It's really, really big.
Big one tonight, Ken.
Yes, it is.
Where are you watching the game? Where are you watching the game at tonight, Ken?
I am watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth because I'm going to be listening to the Celtics during the first intermission. I'm flicking it over to the Celtics on 105.7, and then there's the Red Sox going on tonight also against the Yankees, and that's another thing I want to talk about. But okay. There's one thing I want to say to you guys is that it's pronounced Tacitus. It's not Tacitus or Tacitus or whatever. It's pronounced Tacitus.
Who? Who?
The Roman historian.
The hell are you talking about?
This horse is named after that Roman
historian.
Oh, you want to
talk Derby? You're talking Derby
now.
Well,
we haven't talked about that at all, so let's do that another day.
You had a Derby take.
He didn't have a take. He's telling us how to pronounce something.
That we haven't tried to pronounce.
Maybe all that flicking on the radio, he heard someone else say it the wrong way. Not us. We haven't talked about that at all.
Did he say he was flicking around? What was he doing?
He keeps flicking around.
He's flicking around all the time. Wish I could flick around all the time. You get mad when you flick around.
Yeah, flick you. Jim is in New Hampshire. Hey, Jim. All right. He's listening to the radio, so we'll get back to Jim's call and your calls as well. Open line 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
878.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's check in with Jim in New Hampshire and see if he's there this time. Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good.
Hi, Jim.
How you doing?
Good.
So I was just wondering, I think Cassidy will break up that first line to create some better scoring chances. And two, the defensive guys on the Bruins have got to do a lot better job in that defensive zone. They're not very good back there lately.
No, I think you're right, Jim. You look at this series, it's not only the top line with the forwards, but it's your top defensive pairing, too. It's both of those things. Cassidy spoke about this, about changing that top line. He's not going to be afraid to make a change in game tonight. Hardy played you the sound earlier today.
When does he do it, though? 1-0? 2-0? I think it's 1-0. I
don't know if it's necessarily a number. It could be 0-0 when you say this isn't working.
Do you trust this
guy? We're not getting enough opportunities. We're not getting enough shots. We need to shake it up.
I trust it.
Could change quickly. Met with them today, went over a few things. I think they recognize where they've left offense on the table.
That's a gut answer right there. I think it's a quick opportunity. He feels like they're not able to pull it. And those opportunities where, I said, if you get the shot, take it. Pepper the guy. Attempts, let's go. Shots on goal. Get people around the damn net. I think that guy's got good in-game gut feel, and I trust it. And if he feels he's got to do it middle of the first and say it's dead even, but it looks like they're slow as molasses and he's got to shake something up, do it. Be proactive. Don't wait until you're down.
I think the fact that he said
doesn't
that,
have to be a number.
The fact that he said that means he has to make the change if they are in a spot where they're not getting what they want out of these guys and they're down in the game possibly. You got to make a change now. And by the way, if he doesn't make a change, this will be the second guess of Bruce Cassidy if this ends the way it's going right now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right? They lose the series. You're going to say, was the coaching at its best? We know the players
weren't at their
best. They always get the blame first. But when it comes to coaching, Bruce Cassidy has been a great regular season coach for this team.
You brought up good numbers. Those 10 games going back to last year's series, the 5 wins versus the 5 losses and how unproductive that first line is, that number one line.
In 5 wins. Again, this is last year's playoff series in this one. 10
Listen
games
to
total now.
This is amazing.
Bruins 5-5 in the 2 series. In the 5 wins, the top line of Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak. In the 5 wins, that is. 4 goals for Marchand, 2 for Bergeron, 5 for Pasternak. That's 11 goals. 11 goals. And you got a total of 7 assists for Marchand, 7 for Bergeron, and 9 for Pasternak. That's 23 assists, 11 goals, 23 assists. A plus 10 for Marchand, a plus 7 for Bergeron, plus 14 for Pasternak. Those are good numbers. And then in the 5 losses, to further this point of how this top line goes is how the Bruins will go. Marchand without a goal. Bergeron has the 1 goal among the 3 players in 5 losses. 1 goal, that from Patrice Bergeron. 1 assist from Brad Marchand. And for Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak, respectively, minus 9, minus 6, minus 7.
That's a 19-point swing as far as plus minus for Marchand on nights when he's good and they win and not when he doesn't produce. That's amazing.
19-point swing.
Minus 9. Minus 9 in the losses.
There you go.
And not that the other two help much, but, they got to go. They got pressure on them tonight. That line.
Bad.
You think Cassidy's saying that to motivate these guys and to say, like, I want to see that right from the jump. Like, motivate that top line. Because if Bergeron plays 2 bad games in a row, I mean, that guy doesn't play 2 bad games in a row.
He wasn't getting faceoffs. I mean, he's not even winning the special teams part of it. I think the fact that Cassidy said quickly, I will.
48% on faceoffs.
You guys don't come out playing fast. I'm breaking you up. That's the motivation right there.
It was?
No, I'm saying Cassidy talking about
that. I thought we had a good start
line.
Today.
I always say if it's Cassidy.
Made fun of your train trip, but. He was looking at us saying, we're going to break you up.
He's talking as if he was Bruce Cassidy.
I know
right.
he is.
And role playing.
Thanks, Jim.
Boy.
But they know it. I don't think they need the motivation from Bruce Cassidy on this. They know. I mean, between Pasternak and Marchand, those guys are used to scoring goals. They don't need the motivation. They might be raising their hands saying, we should try something different here because for whatever reason, these goals that we're used to getting in the regular season, when Marchand is seemingly left alone just for a moment off to the side on a bad angle, but they figure out a way to get the puck to him anyway. They're not getting the puck to him. The puck is being lost behind the net. Marchand isn't getting the puck, so he can't take the shot to begin with. Toronto is back there, and they're moving around, and they've got guys covered, and they may need to mix things up a bit because the formula, especially with that top line, has not produced in games 1 and 3 to an extent where I would think those guys would almost be asking for it. Almost to the point where they say, you know what? We got to try something different here. They know what we're up to. They're too used to seeing us. Whatever the reason is, as talented as Pasternak is with the puck and as good at Marchand is into getting into those spots seemingly undetected and waiting for the puck and then sniping one and just finding a spot for the puck, Toronto's ready for it. They've got that figured out. So I don't know if they need to be motivated all that much. If they don't get something going through the first period tonight, and the score's got nothing to do with it. Bruins could be up 2-0, but it might have nothing to do with that top line. And those goals could have come in other ways to the fact where I'd almost be surprised now if I didn't see a change up tonight if those guys don't get something on the scoreboard in the first period. Yeah, well, of course, roll them out there. It's Bergeron, Pasternak, and Marchand. You're not going to go. I'm not going to second guess you for trying it at least for 20 more minutes tonight. But after that, yes, then you have to do some shuffling. You have to. Beetle, 3-1 coming back to the Garden. You like their chances?
No, I don't like their, regardless of where they're at, 3-1. I don't like anybody's chances.
No,
I don't like anyone's chances at 3-1. One, two,
four, five. When's game five? Friday?
Friday night.
Friday. Wow. I don't like that.
You don't like a Friday game?
Not on Good Friday, no.
Well, Celtics and Bruins both play.
He's
so
very religious, Beetle.
There it is.
We've determined this. What are your Good Friday plans, though?
Eat fish.
And?
Eat fish. Brody's got batting cage practice, 5:30.
On Good Friday?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
They make the bat like a cross. Two bats.
That is the definition of being very religious right there. There it is.
You know what I give up for Lent next year? Hardy.
If you guys were a line, who would be the center and who's the wingers?
I'd be Ray Winger, one-timer. That's all. I'm skating.
Hardy, are you left shot?
I'm a left shot.
All right, there you go. Beatles in the middle.
Middle. Send him down the middle, man. Get a speed going.
Oh, my God. Tim is in New Hampshire.
I'm a left shot, but I'm not great at shooting. It's a problem.
Guys, I wouldn't put T-Bone in net. He can't turn his neck. You know. What?
Hello?
Hello?
Since 2011, they haven't won the Cup. Year after year, no matter what the coach is, the big three, Krejci, Bergeron, and Marchand, have been relied upon.
Oh.
They can't go all through the season into the playoffs. They need to mix it up. You're correct. But I would take Krejci, put him in the middle of Bergeron and Marchand just to mix it up. They can always go back and just to get some feeling with Pastrnak on another line.
You want to put Bergeron out on the wing?
Just to break it up.
What do you do with Lucic?
Who?
Just checking.
No, he's being a jackass.
I don't think you take Bergeron out of the middle of the ice.
So I've got a question. Who's centering the second line when that happens?
Coyle, DeBrusk, and Pastrnak.
Coyle, DeBrusk, Pastrnak.
I wouldn't mind seeing that. I wouldn't mind seeing that.
And then you've got Wagner, Johansson, and Backes on the third line. And then whoever you want on the fourth line.
The Heinens of the world.
I think you take Bergeron out of the middle. That is desperation. That is absolute
crazy. Where do you have Johansson, the third line?
Third.
Did Johansson on the third line?
Yep,
third line with Backes.
That would be a shakeup.
Coleman's and Chari's. Okay.
Put Krug up there. Left hand. Winger.
Speaking of Tory Krug, here's Joe in the car on that gentleman. Hello, Joe.
Oh, God.
Joe!
Yes.
What do you got?
Yes. I've got, I wanted to move Krug.
Where you want to put him?
Krug off of the defense.
Yeah, you want to make him a forward?
Do what Claude did that one year with him, right?
No. Just to work him into the forwards. And then you've got plenty of young, good defensive players.
Yeah, I don't think the time to be messing with that is right now in the playoffs. And I think we've been over this before. Tory Krug's not going to become a forward. He's an offensive defenseman. That's what he is. It's never going to change. If he doesn't fit what you do, maybe he'd be better served being somewhere else. Not happening, though.
Like Fedorov, you know, offense or defense. Move him around a little bit.
Sergey?
Things are not great after that game three. I don't think it's quite time for desperation moves.
Blow it up. They're saying blow it up.
I don't know that you turn Krug into a forward.
Get Bergeron out of there.
Sometime in the next 5.5 hours.
Put Bergeron on the wing. That's what needs to happen.
Seems ill-advised.
All right, we've got the latest on the Robert Kraft situation. TJ Quinn, ESPN, reports that Robert Kraft's attorneys have today, in response to what has happened in Florida, they have just filed a motion to stop the release of video evidence from the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. As TJ Quinn writes, prosecutors indicated they plan to release it ASAP, but as part of the case against the woman who ran the spa. Kraft's motion now seeks to intervene and stop that. So another motion has been filed in response by Robert Kraft's attorneys to the courts, trying to stop the release of video evidence, which prosecutors say they have no right to withhold and that they will comply with Florida open records laws and they will release the videos. That is what the prosecutors are saying today, regardless of what the courts and the judge have in terms of a ruling on the matter. They say that constitutional challenges to that law do not allow for them to delay the release of evidence.
Law or not, I think it's throw season this to bring more attention to it, too, because right now they don't have anything on the other end. Like, what they have is the tape. That's all they have. And they're hanging on to that sucker. We're going to put it out there. We have to. The law says it.
Hardy has our headlines. We're back with one more segment of your calls. Today's takeaways at 1:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody, it's the moment you've been waiting for.
Hot takes. Well, you could clearly see there's a gap where the tip digs in and then boom, it pops up.
Oh, yeah. Zoe and Beetle.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985, the telephone number. let's go back to your calls. Today's takeaway is coming up in about 12 minutes. Brian's in Peabody. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I got a Bruins take. You know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you we need to move Bergeron to the wing, our best center, or our defense to the forwards. What they need to do is they just need to play with the intensity and physicality that they did in game two, and they'll sweep the rest of the series.
Oh. Okay.
We've heard that a few times today. Be as physical as the
Bruins. I wish it was that simple.
I don't think it's that simple.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that easy, guys.
I don't know if it's a first period thing, a second period thing. I thought they answered. In game three, there are two times they answered, which was encouraging, and then they let it get away from them again, then it gets sloppy in the back end. And then you got a defenseman that takes out your freaking goalie and almost knocks him out of the game. Just some weird sequences in that game three. They got to clean things up. Too frantic in the defensive end, and I think too hesitant in the offensive end, if it makes any sense. Again, if you got the shot, take it. Take it. What are you waiting on? Pepper that guy. Get him nervous. I think the way you start this game is critical tonight. I do. I think it's a team that's better with a lead. This team plays better with a lead. They're tough to play against when they get a lead, conversely. Like, they're pretty good at packing it back in and, you know, dumping a puck and getting rid of it and killing time. They're good. They're well coached. We sit here and make fun of Mike Babcock. He's a good coach. You know, and what pressure are they feeling now? As we like to sit here and say, oh, my God, Tampa getting eliminated should give the Bruins a kick in the ass. Why shouldn't give them a kick in the ass? That's a team that hasn't won it forever. That's Hockey City up there, right? Yeah. If you think it should motivate you, it should motivate them twice as much.
John is in Stoughton. Hi, John.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just hanging out.
So, Bergeron on the wing.
Oh, you think we're entertaining that?
No. The callers.
Yeah,
is what
idiot.
About.
Yeah.
One of the best two-way centers in the game. You're going to put him on the wing. To do what? Play defense on the wing? If anything, you put Pastrnak on the second line.
That's what they do.
With Krejci and DeBrusk. You keep him there and start all the see how the game goes. Put him in there for the first period. See what happens. Keep him there. Stop switching him every other friggin' shift and let him get comfortable with somebody for goddamn once.
Well, that was I think it was two in there, wasn't there? Two of them in there.
Shift.
Oh, he sounded like shift. Two.
What are you talking about?
Oh, shift.
Well, I don't like taking the Lord's name in vain this close to Easter because it offends Zoe.
I agree.
So that's one, but I thought he said the S word in there.
He didn't say that.
All right. Well, that's... We had another one.
Did he say taking a shift?
Ken talking about flicking his radio back and forth. Maybe my antenna's just up a little bit.
Close call.
I want Ken as my takeaway.
Scott's in Weymouth. Hi, Scott.
What's up? Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Boom.
Boom. What's up, guys? All right. So a couple quick takes, please, if I'm granted the time. Whoever wins tonight's game is going to win this series. Obviously, if Toronto goes up
3-1. Why do you say that about the Bruins, though? Because then they will only have tied the series.
Because then it's coming home. Home ice. And momentum. I'm with them on that.
If the momentum means tonight, nothing. They had all the momentum.
Care.
They had all the momentum after Saturday
I'll
night.
I'll feel a hell of a lot better if you win tonight and you're the Bruins than if you get your butt
kicked. Yeah, that we know, but that doesn't mean you're winning this series.
Yeah, forget about momentum because the Bruins took momentum back. I mean, it was obvious. Oh, my God. Bruins asserted themselves Saturday night. Monday night, Toronto played phenomenally and took that game because they were the better team in every facet of the game, not just the special team. So I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, Scott, about whoever's winning tonight. I like that, but not because of momentum.
I just think you're going to see a repeat. Whoever wins tonight is going to win game five, whether it be Toronto or the Bruins. But moving on, the Bruins need to be more physical and slow down Toronto's speed. They're very fast. Two more quick points. Babcock is a bigger factor in this series than people realize. He's probably the best hockey coach on earth. And in closing, and thank you for the time, look for Charlie Coyle to have a big game tonight. He's breaking through, and it's going to be fun, guys. But whoever wins tonight wins the series.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I think about it for like 10 more seconds. No, I think it means nothing. I think it's either it. Unfortunately, it only goes one way. If Toronto wins this tonight, I think everybody likes him to win. If the Bruins win tonight, it's nothing more than a brand new best of three.
Best of three.
That's all it is.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think you're gaining any momentum in this series. It hasn't worked so far. Back and forth. They're just trading wins so far, three games in.
Max in the truck. Hi, Max.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sup, Zo?
What's up?
So I want to see them put some more pucks on the net and stop being so fancy with the passing. It's like, just shoot the puck, and they got to finish their checks more and be more physical if they have any chance of winning tonight. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Go Bruins.
See,
go
Max.
Celtics.
I wouldn't mind a few quicker trigger fingers and some shots tonight. Just a few more.
Yeah, get one early.
Not even. Just put some shots on net. Put a few on net, and it's been. Anderson's been very good. Maybe not as good as we're giving him credit for. A lot of those shots are going straight to his chest protector.
Was it not having a puck on the ice the other night? Was that the problem? They didn't have control of the puck. Like, it was up, and maybe you didn't have it, and you're waiting to get it.
It doesn't bother guys like Pasternak and Marchand, though.
I understand them, but
it doesn't bother them.
Since everybody was double-clutching the damn thing. Didn't want to shoot.
They just got to get shots. They had two power plays on Monday night where they got no shots. No shots.
Right.
During a power play twice. Can't happen.
Can't happen.
Felger and Maz are coming up at the top of the hour from TD Garden. Is that where they are today?
Yeah, got there. Knocked on the glass on the back.
Ready to go?
Right behind them, safe. Right behind them.
Getting ready for a Celtics game tonight at the Garden.
Celtic fans aren't like that, though.
They're at the Garden today. We are going to hand it off to them at 2, but coming up next is today's takeaways.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
They give.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
right, it's time for today's takeaways brought to you by Wake and Wait 80 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends that you have to lose weight for your health, do what most people have done in the Boston area. Go to Wake and Wait 80 Weight Loss and check them all out at 5 locations to get your free consultation and get you going. Okay, that's nice calls today.
We did. Which one do you want us to go with first, Jim? Who's the best to go first here?
We should have you go first just to see if this is really what you thought it
was. All right, this was a segment earlier where we were talking about Demaryius Thomas and wide receivers. We had been talking about the schedule, and I thought Zoe just took it right back to the schedule without talking about Demaryius Thomas. How did that go?
And who's going to be missing?
Substance abuse is not limited to marijuana.
Well, right.
If it were PED, then they would make a statement about it, would they not?
It's not for PED related matters. You're okay. Right.
Say somebody's not ready to go at the beginning of the year, whether it's Josh Gordon or whether it's Demaryius Thomas. The league is taking care of you from a schedule standpoint. They've given you basically your whole division in the month of September. And here's what they've done. They flip-flopped the priority of KC and Pittsburgh. Normally, KC you open up against. Pittsburgh's the one you play around week 14. Week 14 this year has now become the new Pittsburgh. That is Kansas City. Right on. And they've also taken care of you with the bye. Because coming out of the bye, you've got... Coming out of the bye, you've got Eagles, Dallas, Texans, Chiefs.
Season.
Whew. Right there. Tough stretch here. Tough one-month stretch. But they also take care of you at the end with Cincinnati, Buffalo, Miami. This is like last year and all those other years. This is like the year we were down in Mexico. Get through that. Get through the Denver week. Get through the Raider week. Then you got Pittsburgh. Then you're off and running. Book a trip to Miami, pal.
A Patriots depth charted receiver, Philip Dorsett.
You can hear Beetle in the middle of Zoe's rant.
I saw him.
Talking back to Jim in the control room. You could hear, you cut your mic off for the air, and we can talk back and forth to Jim without anyone else hearing.
Could you hear that?
I said, am I losing my mind, or were we just having a full-fledged conversation about receivers and Josh Gordon's availability?
Yes.
And Zoe just steered it right back into the schedule.
No, didn't even steer it.
Because I'm thinking, who are you not going to have at the beginning of the year? Potentially Josh Gordon and Demaryius Thomas.
He kept going on it.
Yeah. But then, you're going to get him back for the meet, and the meat of the schedule is right there after the bye. That's your season. Not the beginning of the year. Because they're going to ease Demaryius Thomas into this. Who knows if Josh Gordon's going to be ready to go?
I didn't even think of this when we were talking schedule.
Yeah.
What? If Gronk misses the first 8 games, they're not missing any games. He's going to be there for the tough part of the schedule.
Yes. Yes.
If he comes back. I'm not feeding that storyline.
I'm not yet either.
Feeding that storyline because we always say this. It's like, oh, you're off to 4-0. And then you end up losing at Miami. And then you end up losing a game against the Bills that you shouldn't be losing. I mean, I don't like that conversation to begin with. Oh, it's the toughest part of the schedule.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, until they lose games they're not supposed to in the first 4 weeks, which they seem to do every year.
That's why you can't sit there and conveniently
forget it. Yeah, exactly. That perhaps the worst.
Well,
there'll
be shows that'll be 12-4, 11-5.
Oh yeah, you go down the list. Well, that's a
win. We're not doing it.
That's a win. That's a potential
loss. Last year proved that. No,
that's a win. Every year proves it.
If they're not minimum 5-2 going into week 8, though, it'll be a disappointment.
5-2?
We're not doing
minimum 5-2.
If they're not minimum 7-1, I'm disappointed.
Okay, that's an extra game, but still.
We can do schedule. Wins, losses.
Sure.
No, we can't. Yeah, we could.
Sure. We could, but we're not going to. How's that? Here's my takeaway. I think Zoe bears an unfair brunt of the chuckle and listen back to what he said and how he said it clips that we play on the show. Would you agree, Zoe?
Yeah, we should have more Beetle.
All right. Well, we have 3 today.
Nice.
It's a 2-1 ratio. 2 Beetles, 1 Zoe.
Okay.
Here's the first one.
Is that going to bring you in to win a Super Bowl, or do you want to draft your guy?
Have you watched this guy's career?
Had to bleep you out because you almost swore today, Beetle.
It's okay.
I stopped myself.
Did you? Then why
draft your guy?
Then why did he bleep it?
Because it sounds better when you bleep it.
Trigger happy, Jim.
Because otherwise, otherwise it's titillating.
Because we don't want anyone to
titillating. Titillating.
It's like. Yeah, I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
All right. So like I said, 2 Beetle, 1 Zoe. We'll decide,
right. Okay.
Who ends up, looking more foolish at the end of these. You might say it's unfair. Okay. Here's the next one.
It's a commitment speech at a major university.
It sounded like a commitment speech.
It's a commitment speech. At a
commitment. It's a commitment. He said commitment.
Commandment.
Again, a major very religious. Always thinking about the commandment.
Is it a public speaker or a speecher?
I'm with Zoe on this. You talk for 4 hours a day. You might slip up and mispronounce something.
Which happened to you? Yeah. Oh. List of commencement addresses.
Shouldn't that be sort of a prerequisite for being a commencement speecher?
Just like
commencement speecher.
Being able to.
That's a new one.
Being able to speech is a prerequisite for being a talk show host.
Speecher.
Yeah. No, being a good speecher.
Commencement speecher. Yeah. Commencement speecher?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you should be a good speecher to be on the air, too.
Well, every once in a while, we'll be blessed with a call from Lowell by a guy named Ken. You know, Ken will call in, and sometimes when we're in here and you're jacking around or you're flicking around, people get ticked off and say, hey, stop flicking around. Here's our boy, Ken.
I ain't watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth because I'm going to be listening to the Celtics during the first intermission. I'm fucking it over to the Celtics.
That sounds so much worse. This is unnecessary censorship. Like Kimmel does.
It sounds so much worse with bleeping out.
Play that first part again.
The LI sound. I don't think you should play it again.
One more time,
quite frankly.
At the beginning, that first
not
one.
Not down with this.
Well, crack your god.
I think it's a bad
idea.
Sounds
worse, too.
I think it does, too.
Come on.
But
one more time.
Ken sounds worse.
Yeah, Ken sounds legit.
I ain't watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth because I'm going to be listening to the Celtics during the first intermission. I'm fucking it over to the Celtics.
I take it back. Play the bleep version.
He said it.
The bleep one version sounds so much better. The unbleeped sounds horrible.
What is the matter with Ken? He's done that to us before.
It's crazy.
He just says what normal words sound so bad.
He hates Ken.
Are you kidding me? No one is a bigger fan of Ken than me.
Play the beep.
No one.
We got to play the beep one again.
I love Ken.
We can't play it one more time before
I ain't watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth.
All right.
All right, you shouldn't do that. That's
nope,
bad, Jim.
That's bad.
Just play it unbleeped, and you'll see it wasn't all that bad.
I ain't watching. I'm fucking the radio station back and forth.
I was falling out of my seat. I jumped out of my seat. It's so smooth coming out for him. Yeah.
Oh, God, Ken.
You know what's crazy? I almost went to Super Stop and Shop in Foxborough. I remember you said, "Don't do it," because Ray Bork crossed the line. You get all.
I said you want to be
so
Ray Bork.
So I turn around and I go to Whole Foods, but then one Trader Joe's. And I hear behind me, "So you're Scott Zolak, right?" Derek in Foxborough
stalked you.
Do you know how old he is? Take guess.
Someone emailed us on that yesterday.
26.
Yeah,
26 years old.
You saw him at Trader Joe's.
Great
job. Oh, my
was
God.
Was he getting cereal?
And some cereal and some
crunch
breakfast
berries. Balls. The ones with just the berries?
Some bananas.
The berries.
All right, Felger Mass, live from the
Garden. Watch tonight. You got Yankees, Red Sox, two playoff games. We'll talk about all of it tomorrow.
Come on, Sandy Lil.
Felger and Mass from the Garden next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. That's an app.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They've got Hicks and Stanton, Sanchez and Duhar all injured right now. The 2-0. High deep drive, right field. Kiss this one goodbye. It is gone into the second deck. Talkman with a three-run homer. That is the first home run of his career.
Now, this is downright embarrassing. If you play for two more runs, you end up getting three with the home run. Little spinner again does nothing. Second down.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.